someone don't have it. It's just that you don't have gasoline in your car. Your car is apparently functional, good car, but there is no gasoline in it, so then this car will not move. The family will never move if you don't have the spirit of Islam in that. So this is something we need to understand. If instead of having the soul, if a person, he tried to use some other means, for example, if he artificially tried to ventilate the dead body, it will never function. You know, any ism you want to use, it will not function. Why? Because the substitute is not available. Only soul can make the body interact. Similarly, if someone wants to bring any ism into his family, and which is a first social unit of mankind, then you can bring all the families together, neighborhood, city, town, country, and the whole world. If you want to bring them together, that's the only way that you should have Islam into that, and this is the gasoline for bringing people together. Now, look into that, the concept of Islam, which is the divine information and given by the Creator, and it is starting from Adam and to Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the last messenger. Everyone said that we ask in Allah, that we have to worship Allah. Beside Allah, we cannot worship. And then there is a way of life is given, and the way of thinking is given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Divine information. And then in comparison, if you look, there is a hidden trial mechanism. If somebody do not accept the divine information, then what he gonna do? He will be living on a trial base. He will think, maybe this is good. Let's start doing this. Then the society later on realizes, no, it is not good. So then they change. So one is belief, one is the faith from the divine information, and other is no faith, for example. And if a person who has the divine information, he has a peace of mind. Why? Because our life has happiness, our life has sorrows. These are good, these are bad. If something happened into my life, what I'm going to think, okay, this is will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's all from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A sickness came from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Who will give me help again? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I have a problem in my business. Is from Allah. I have some loved one who died. Is from Allah. Allah will give me a replacement also in this world and hereafter. And then Allah gave us a way of life that if you do good deeds, you will have a reward hereafter. And if you do bad deeds, you will have a punishment hereafter. So if someone is doing bad, he will have fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If he will do good, he will even hide from everyone, and he will have hope from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is a concept of iman, faith. In comparison, there is a person who has no faith. He's just on hidden trial. So what is going on in this life, which has no faith, this person, he will be thinking, oh, my business, I wish I have done good, then it's going to flourish. If I have sickness because I am not doing exercise, I am this and this. So all blame either he's going to have on himself, or either he's going to say, okay, someone is unfair with me. Someone is doing with me something wrong. So either he's going to blame other people, or either he's going to blame himself, and result will be anxiety, depression, frustration, you know, because he has no faith on Allah. Once you have a faith, then it is all easy. Similarly, we are a social animal. We are living in a family, parents, and we are living as a husband, wife, we have a children. How, you know, we should have a concept. Islam gave a concept. The one who is the best is the best for his family. And then respect for the parents, you know, mother, father, have a care for your children. then you have a brother and sister. You need to do sila rahmi. You need to interact with them, live together, you know, take care of your neighbor. All this is conceptual things that religion is giving you. And a person who don't have this conceptual, faith, and he don't know all these things, what he gonna do? He will look for benefits. If he is good with me, I'm good with him. If he's not good with me, I'm not gonna be good with him. I have to fight for my life. You know. So now his life is totally different. The one who is having faith on Islam and he's practicing it, his all ideology and his behavior is completely different than the one who has no ideology. So similarly, if we go further, you know, then we will realize that how Islam is giving us a life, you know, and a religion. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "Ad-Din al-Nasiha." All good is in this deen Islam. All good. Any person who claims and he think in his mind it is good, try to find out, is it present in the Islamic practice? You will see, yes, it's already there. If someone said, okay, we have to take care of the poor, give the charity, look at Islam. You're going to say, yes, it's in Islam too. You know, anything. You have to take care of the sick people, yes, it's in Islam. You know, you have to take care of the deceased people, yes, it's in Islam. Any good thing, it is all present in Islam, Ad-Din al-Nasiha. And all which is considered bad, ill practice. If you look into Islam, the teaching of Islam is telling us, yes, this is bad, don't do it. So such a comprehensive system which is given by Islam in Medina, and the law of Islam. You know, beautiful religion is given, gifted by, it's a ni'mah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is given by free to us guidelines and sirat al-mustaqim, straight pathway, leading us to be successful in this dunya and be successful thereafter. Subhanallah, such a beautiful way. So if you think, you know, when there is a trade going on, business going on, we have to be nice with each other. If you look into Islam, all is there, mashallah. So all good is present already in Islam, and everything which is forbidden, and a person who feels is not good is also forbidden in Islam. Then another thing is haya. And Islam telling us al-haya wa shuratu min al-iman. So this is a one concept that we have to have a shyness. You know, we need to have, we have to cover ourselves. We need to live with purity and piety and all tahara. This is a concept of Islam. In comparison, if we look, you know, and we, there is a hidden trial of people, what their idea is, shyness is a sickness. So, if you want to buy this idea or you want to buy this idea, you have to make your decision. Islam is a way of life and is a favorite to our Lord, to our Creator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And all these concepts which is for living a beautiful life is given already in Islam. And in comparison, if one who is not faithful, then he has a hidden tribe system, and he's gonna think maybe this is good or maybe this is bad, you know. So, or if you keep looking into Islam, also ihlas, which is you know, how we need to be morally good person, you will see all is present in Islam. Being a truthfulness, it is present in Islam. You know, all this is, you know, a way of life in Islam. In this faith, in the hands of Allah in Islam. And if you know, when you practice on Islam, automatically we will have happiness as an individual, in family, in neighborhood, in the country, in the world, everywhere, happiness will be spread. And if we don't have, then we're going to think and try, maybe something is going to do good. Sometimes we're not going to be doing good in our life. الحمد لله.